That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham-bound store and radio station. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Stop worrying, Caleb. This is going to turn out all right.
He hopes.
Well, don't blame me. I never done this on a purpose. But, Caleb, we can get Cedric out of this all right.
You better that Caleb will take a handle to you.
Well, it'll take a couple of days, all that red tape, you know.
It's your head and that bella sound.
Well, all we have to do is have the wedding null and voided.
Down in the cooling off.
Why, sure we can. Well, all we got to do is say that Cedric's underage and you never give your permission.
Cedric never give his, neither.
Why, sure, I'll handle it. I'm just as a thief, ain't I?
You just I-do'd yourself into that.
Well, like I say, it'll take about 2 days to run through all the red tapes. Well, don't worry, Caleb. I'll do it. Sure. All right. Goodbye.
Old Caleb's pretty mad about this, ain't he?
Oh, is he mad? Madder than a wet setting hen. And I don't blame him a whole lot.
Doggies, no, I don't either. Just imagine all of a sudden having the Wither Abernathy for your daughter. And all them young'uns of hers for grandchildren. If I was Caleb, I'd suicide myself.
To hear him talk, you'd have thought I married Cedric to the Wither on a purpose.
Well, didn't you?
Abner, how many times do I have to tell you I never...
Well, it sure looked like it to me, Lum. You was trying to study up some way to keep from marrying the widow yourself. The only way you could figure out how to do it was to marry her to somebody else and you know it.
Abner, that's the terriblest thing you've ever accused me of.
Well?
You was right there and saw what happened. The preacher couldn't get there for the rehearsal of the broadcast, so I had to read his lines, and that meant that somebody had to read my lines. And if you recollect, it was you that suggested Cedric.
What? Well, did that try it, ain't it?
Of course you tried.
I forgot about that.
Why, sure, it's your fault, if anybody. I never realized till after we'd read the wedding ceremony just what we'd done. And then it was too late.
Well, Lum, after you saw what you'd done, why couldn't you have called it off right then and there?
Well, you heard me tell Caleb that all that red tape you had to go through takes a couple of days.
Yeah, just what is all that red tape you keep talking about there?
Well, you've got to... Well, I reckon I might as well let you in on a little secret, Abner.
Yeah, for goodness sakes, tell me something. I'd love to at least sort of know what's going on around here.
Well, if you want to know the honest truth, they ain't married at all.
They ain't?
Of course not.
Well, they said all them I do's and all that.
Yeah, but they never had no marriage license. You got to have one of them to make it official.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. I plumb forgot about that. Here, Lum, we better call them up and tell them the good news.
No, no, don't do that, Abner. You stay away from that phone.
Well, Lum, it'll get you out of all this hot water you're in. Taylor Weehunt's about ready to bounce an anvil off your head for getting Cedric married. Wither Abernathy is fit to be tied over losing me. Cedric sure ain't happy about it. Mose Moots is burned up because we had to cancel his queen for our program yesterday.
I know all that, but whatever we do, we can't let the widow know she ain't married till midnight Wednesday night.
Midnight Wednesday?
That's when the 2-week deal on the queen for our show will be up.
Oh.
See, we promised to give them anything they ask for on that queen for our show and to give them 2 weeks to do it.
Yeah, I know.
If I can just get by till then, I won't have to marry the widow. That's according to the rules of the program, you know.
Yeah. So you did plan this whole thing, huh?
No, I never, Abner. Honest, I never. Just come to me after it was done. And whatever you do, don't let the widow find out about not having no license, or I'll be a goner for sure.
What if she thinks about it herself, Tom? She's been married before. She knows about getting a wedding license.
Well, that's the chance I'm taking. I'm just hoping she's so mad about this whole deal that she won't recollect about the license.
Well, what about Cedric? Ain't you going to tell him neither?
Well, I'd like to, but I'm just feared he'll blab it all over, and then the widow will find out about it.
And in the meantime, he's over at his house trying to figure out what's happened to him, poor boy.
Well, it's just till tomorrow night, and then I'll tell him. Then everybody will be happy.
Everybody except the widow.
Well, I don't care about her. All I'm interested in is keeping from becoming Mr. Abernathy. And after all the suffering she's caused me, it ain't going to hurt her none to worry about this for a couple of days.
No.
Our biggest worry right now is keeping Moe's moves for a sponsor.
Yeah, that Moe, he's mad.
Fact is, I ought to get down to the barbershop right now and have a little talk with him.
Does he still want a counsel on account of not broadcasting the wedding yesterday?
Oh, yeah, but I think I can change his mind.
He did.
You watch the store for a while, Abner. I won't be gone long, I don't think.
Well, now, wait a minute. What will I tell the widow and Caleb Weehunt and all them people that keep calling up here long?
Just tell them you don't know nothing.
Oh, they won't believe that.
Tell them all you know is that I'm working on it just as hard as I can, trying to get everything straightened out. I'll be back directly. I'll see you later.
Well, all right. Wait a minute. There comes Ben Withers. He might want to see you long.
Hello there, Ben.
Hello, Lum. Is on someplace?
Yeah, just down there. Moe's Moosey's on some radio business. Abner's inside there.
All right, fine.
Yeah, come on in, Ben. Come on in.
Well, how's everything, Abner?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon.
I just saw the bride down the street, but she didn't look very happy.
I don't think anybody's very happy about that.
Yeah.
Ben, don't tell nobody yet, but the whole thing's going to be called off.
How's that?
Well, see, Lum says they ain't actual married, but he don't want nobody to know it till tomorrow night.
Right.
I think the one that hates this worse than anybody is Cedric's mama. Poor woman, she just worried to death about it. She always did hate and despise the widow Abernathy, you know. So you can just imagine how she feels having her for a daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
And the widow ain't very happy about having a mom-in-law that's younger than she is, neither.
Well, you take relatives and they'll turn up like that. Turn out like that. Well, they turn up, too.
Yeah.
They'll always act like kinfolks, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I think about this? It's all pretty comical for them. Though it'd be funny if they actually was married. Can't you just see Miss Abernathy getting her husband, Cedric, ready to go to the third reader every morning?
That would be very funny.
Oh, yeah. She could go down to Luke's Theater with Cedric and play the pinball machine. Evening, sit around the parlor and listen to him blow the bird whistle.
Yeah, I think how tired she would have eaten peanut butter sandwiches. Duck style.
Think of all them nine younguns of her sitting on Cedric's lap. Him trying to read a bedtime story to
him. Wait a minute, Abner. There comes the groom now.
Uh-huh.
Cedric.
Oh. Yeah. Didn't think his folks was letting him out of the house since this happened. Yeah, howdy, Cedric. Come on in.
Howdy, Mr. Edgar.
Well, how's the happy bridegroom?
Well,
where you been, Cedric?
Oh, over at school, chatting with the boys.
The boys?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, all the little Abernathy youngins have changed their name to Weehunt. And the teacher sets us according to our name, so me and my children's all set together now.
Oh,
that's right.
Well, it's sort of hard for me to get used to him calling me Papa all the time. Well, I will say one thing. It's handy having them there to help me get my lessons.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. By the way, two of your boys are in higher grades than you, ain't they, Cedric?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's nice.
They'll have you out of that school in no time.
Yeah, they'll pass you out of that third reader, Cedric.
We might put them to work.
You know, it'd be right funny if one of them young'uns played hooky and wanted you to write an excuse for him. Had to get him to write it, and then you'd put your mark down there.
Of course, it's got its drawbacks, having all them children.
Drawbacks?
Yeah, with as many boys as I've got, I'm going to have to pay for a lot of plates at the father's and son's banquet.
Oh, doggy, that's right,
ain't that's it? That's a nice affair with father's and son's banquet.
But then, on the other hand, think of all the presents I'll get on Father's Day.
Well, I'm 9 young, and you could get up your own baseball club over there, Cedric.
Sure have a lot of neckties.
Doggy, you've got this thing pretty well set it out, I'll say that.
Oh, yes, I've been doing a right smart of thinking.
That's right, young boy, Cedric.
There is one thing, though, that's got me kind of tore up.
What's that, Cedric?
Well, as long as I'm a married man now, I'm just feared I'll have to break off my engagement with Clarabelle.
Well, natural.
And I hate to do it right now, because this is my month to be engaged to her.
Your month?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Gomer and me sort of take turns being engaged to her. He takes all the months except the ones that's got Christmas and her birthday in them.
Gomer, that makes you have to buy all the presents first, ain't it?
Yes, but don't tell Gomer. I don't think he's caught on to that.
Yes, right, boy.
Cedric, don't you see what that Gomer's doing? He's just getting out of buying stuff for her. That's what he's doing.
Well,
yes, I see your point, Abner. That's highly possible, yes. Cedric, I think if I were you, I'd take some other months.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to give the whole thing up anyway, as long as I'm a married man now. But Clarabelle gets awful jealous, you know.
Well, Patrick, I'm going to tell you something now, but you've got to promise to keep that a secret.
Yes, Mama. You know one thing I love better than secrets. Tell me, what is it?
Just a minute now. You've got to promise not to tell Loma. I told you.
Hey, be careful, Abner. That comes along right now.
Loma? Baby, you just left out here a couple of minutes ago. Must have forgot something, I reckon. Thought you was going down to Moe's Moose, Tom.
Well, I was, but I just heard something that the way yonder more important than Moe's Moose.
Huh?
I just bumped into Charlie Redfield, and he said that the Widder Abernathy's having a lawyer come out here from the county seat tomorrow.
A lawyer?
Yeah, and the first thing he'll ask her is where's the marriage license, and then she'll recollect there wasn't none, and that'll leave her free to marry me tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness, a lot.
I don't know how we're going to do it, but I agree, we've got to study up some way to keep that lawyer from ever talking to the Widder. Leastways, not till after 12 o'clock tomorrow night.
Well, Lum is treading water on the sea of matrimony, but if the Widder Abernathy sees that lawyer, he'll be sunk.